Welcome to 204 411. I'm your host, Jeff Schultz.
And I am Teddy Jean Gilmartin. And today we have Inga.
Hi.
This is Inga. She's a special guest. She's actually not only my roommate, but one of my dear friends. And she's also super plugged into what is happening locally. So here she is. She's going to chat with us today. And yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that. So, what were you guys up to this weekend? You have anything fun?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Inga. Inga and I went to Manifest on, Saturday?
Oh, that's right. Manifest was this weekend.
Yes,
it was
Saturday. Also, wait, do you have a tweet about Winnipeg you want to share?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this afternoon I was sitting in Tom Bargain just thinking about how much I love/hate Winnipeg.
Don't we all? That's a thing.
I think that's part of Winnipeg's charm. It's like, you love how much you hate it.
Oh, totally.
But anyways, I tweeted, I talk a lot of shit about Winnipeg, but at the end of the day, there's nowhere else I would rather call home than this great city. # I hate Winnipeg.
Really? That's such a... Honestly, that's so good. I didn't even see that, which is surprising because I was on Twitter today in class.
Oh,
surprise.
That's okay.
That's really appropriate. I like that.
I think so. It also is appropriate to our theme song.
Totally. If this is your first time tuning in, that little riff that you just heard is I Hate Winnipeg.
Well, it's actually called One Great City,
oh,
Jeffrey.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
By the weekend.
That's the chorus.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, so
you don't know anything.
Great little local band called The Weaker Dance. Check them out.
Sorry, excuse me.
Who don't actually exist anymore. They disbanded recently.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, John Sampson lives down in L.A.
Oh, yeah, and, we talked about this last time.
Yeah,
really?
Last time I actually mentioned that I got a quote from him for a story that I did last year from that stuff. So I'll talk about that after with you. But how was Manifest? What was your favorite part, you guys?
Okay, yo, it was sick. It was like, honestly, I don't think I've seen so many people out at an event in a long time. Like, there's insane lines for the food, and, like, there's people dancing to all the live music, and it's not just, like, I think I brought it up last time, like, it's not just, like, I don't know, it's not just classic festival music, it's, like, salsa music, and people are just jamming out really hard, and there's, like...
Did you guys get your salsa on?
I did a little bit. I mean, I did. I danced a little bit, but by myself.
Okay.
Actually, with Evan. We just literally, like, flailed our arms around for about 5 minutes, and everybody watched us, because at that point, no one was dancing, except for one other dude on the opposite side. And boogied. We boogied.
So where was this? Is it now at the Legislative?
Yeah, it's right in front, and they closed down on Saturday. I don't think they do it on Friday night, but they closed down, like, most of Broadway in that area, and then, like, I thought, is it Memorial? I didn't even check that out. I asked that question last week, and I didn't remember.
Yeah, right
that
out
Memorial?
Front.
Yeah. Right on Memorial, and then they bring in, like, I don't know, close to 20 or more food trucks. I have a list of them here.
Well, that was the food truck wars, eh?
Yes. So, I've never voted, which is actually surprising, because I've gone the last 2 years. Actually, last year I went every single day. This year I just went Saturday, Sunday, and I went to Fired Up the first time. It's a pizza truck. And then, what did you get on Saturday again, Inga?
I went to Simba Safari Grill.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay,
it's
yeah. What did you
have? I had...
Simba? Like, Mufasa Simba?
Nah,
Savannah.
Yeah, that one.
Konnichiwa? Is that what you said? Konnichiwa.
I was
alive. Close,
you,
but
no
cigar. Actually, not close at all.
Nice.
That's cool. What was it like? What kind of food did they have?
So it's like African food.
Mm-hmm.
As Teddy opens another beer.
Sorry.
it's
Tuesday. Turn up.
So I got, what was it? Curried beef and fried plantain. And
is plantain, wait, okay.
Plantain?
Told me last time, but I feel like, is it like a banana?
It's
kind of
bananas?
No, actually, so plantain is like a banana, but it's bigger and it's
banana.
It's like kind of starchier and
okay.
It's not quite as sweet, and usually it's I've always had it like deep fried.
Oh.
It's really good.
Also, fun fact, Inga is South African.
Yes, I am.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mom is South African, dad is English, so she's and then her name is German.
Yeah.
So she's a whole slew
of everything.
Interesting things.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So
Africans
fitting.
Where else in the world have you lived in? Is it just Winnipeg or?
Well, I lived in Mississauga for 2 years.
Okay.
I just moved back in, beginning of May?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, Winnipeg is home for me.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And you were saying that, like, you, despite the fact that you, like, really liked living in Mississauga, the fact that you came back and you came home to Winnipeg, you actually loved it. Like, the local culture was, like,
yeah.
way better than it was in Mississauga. Like, not necessarily, like, in comparison to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
but, like, with all the local coffee shops and local businesses, like, it's just, like,
yeah.
a way different culture that you prefer.
Yeah, see, in Mississauga, it's very industrial, I would say.
Okay.
There are no, like, independent businesses. It's very boring.
The streets are huge. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, relevant at all, but literally they're enormous, and there's all just big box stores. That's pretty much...
Well, that kind
yeah.
of sends itself to an industrial feel, I would say. Sounds,
yeah, and I mean,
like
Starbucks
it.
On every corner, like, that's... It gets really old after a while, so it was nice to come back to Winnipeg, where we have, you know, like, coffee culture that's,
mm-hmm.
like...
Out of
know.
This world. I also
yeah.
think that's one of the biggest parts of Winnipeg, is the fact that we have such a thriving coffee culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Well, let's talk about that. What places do you guys like? Like, if you were going to give us your top couple,
oh
three,
my
maybe?
God.
Oh,
yeah. This is, we
city.
Can talk about this for hours.
Well, let's just give our listeners
top
a little
three.
Taste
top
of
three.
What your
okay, well,
favorite
okay.
would be.
My number one is definitely Tom Bargain. I was there for, like, 2 hours today studying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
I used to live
yeah.
underneath Tom Bargain, and
yes.
I don't know if you told me. Okay, I told you. I don't know if you told me that. Just kidding. No, I used to live underneath there, which I actually have a story about the Bros Landreth, which we talked about them last time. They also have a concert coming up, which we will talk about. But I have a story about, like, I know I'm so, like, manic. talk about the fact that I lived underneath a coffee shop for, like, a year and a half in the Bros Landreth.
So you lived underneath Tom Bargain, and this is your
yes.
favorite.
Yes.
So what was it like living underneath Tom Bargain?
I love it still. I'd say it's probably still my favorite. I didn't go there that often because I felt, like, terrifying. Like, I felt like I was going to just creep out everybody that...
Did you go there every morning, like, to get your coffee?
No, I mean, I would love to. I can't afford that shit.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. But I know everyone that works there, and also in the back. I don't know if we talked about this last time, have we? About Wilder?
Mm.
I don't believe so.
Oh, sick. This is a whole new realm of things we talk about. Wait, okay, but we'll talk about Wilder after we talk about our coffee shops, though. We don't want to get too off the rails here. Yeah, okay, Tom is probably number one.
Is that your number one as well, Teddy?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, so we got two votes of Tom Bargain.
doing pretty good.
If anybody's looking for a place to check out and get some nice
go
and
to Tom.
Local
it's on
coffee.
Sherbrooke. It's sick.
Yeah.
I'd say, okay, you know, you go. You do your.
Okay, my number two is probably Fools and Horses on Broadway.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, it's really
it's
good.
New.
It's fairly new.
What's it like?
Oh, well, first of all, they have beer and wine on tap,
oh,
which
that's
is,
different.
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, beer on tap is pretty normal, but they have wine on tap, which is
really, really,
really
cool. interesting. Actually,
yeah.
like my best friend and lover. Gavin lives there. I'm just kidding. He's not my lover. That would be the dream, though. He works there, and he actually is doing like an internship, basically, with them through school to make their coffee shop produce no waste at all.
Okay, it's like an environmental. Like,
yeah,
internship.
It's like it's crazy. Like they produce so little
and this is the
amount
and
of
horses.
Waste. Yeah, this is Fools and Horses.
Well, that's really nice to hear that they've got a local business who's environmentally conscious as well.
Totally, and
know.
Like they have everything is biodegradable, everything is recyclable, like everything is. I don't even know. Like
mm-hmm.
That's his job there as well as being a barista, and also he is doing some sort of what is it like some meeting or something to talk about wine on tap and how
yeah.
it's like better for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
For something, and he's like actually talking to like liquor commission people or something
mm-hmm.
about it. Like
plus
he's
waste and stuff.
He's like yeah, he's like climbed up the ladder to talk to really important people, to get wine on tap, to be a thing, to you know help the environment. So
mm-hmm.
well, that's really cool. So where is Fools and Horses? I don't know if you mentioned.
It's on Broadway and
something.
Oh, I
close to the ledge. Like it's not far.
Okay, so it's just downtown, kind of around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Broadway Memorial District, Donald's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's great. So number two is Fools.
Okay.
Okay, and is that the same for both of you, you think?
I don't know.
Okay, what?
You do your number three.
Okay, my number three is probably going to be Little Sister.
Right.
Little Sister, okay.
Yeah.
Which is just down the street from here.
Yeah.
It's a really small little place, which is funny because it's called Little Sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it is technically, it is run by the little sister of a man, like a guy who runs Parlor, which is another very similar coffee shop in the Exchange, very close to Red River, our school.
So it's not just a clever name.
It's not. It actually is very accurate because it's his little sister who runs it.
Okay.
So they're sister companies,
mm-hmm.
which
and
is really
Little
cool.
Sister actually just turned 2 years old, like, the
no
other
way.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's honestly, like, all the coffee shops are technically more or less competing with one another, but they all have this rapport, and they all hang out. Like, you'll see
mm-hmm.
it on, like, Instagram and stuff, that they genuinely spend time with each other. Like, people that work, like, at different coffee shops, they come together, and the owners hang out all the time, and
mm-hmm.
they, like... I don't know. They're really cool. Despite the fact that they're trying to, like, make money from each other, basically, like, they're super cool. Super
well,
cool.
I mean,
like,
it just kind of says something. I mean, with, like, what you guys were talking about, how it's a nice coffee culture, and it extends beyond the, you know, the local people who are participating in them. It also goes to the owners and
totally.
All the people who are kind of, like, you know, they can see that the industry is big enough and that
mm-hmm.
they don't have to be competitive. They can
mm-hmm.
offer different environments and different services.
They totally
and they can have
do.
Different pieces of the puzzle.
Totally,
mm-hmm.
totally.
You know, it's just, like... You both can win. It's kind of like, I remember watching a documentary, Steve Jobs documentary, and it was talking about the time when Microsoft was really dominating the industry, and
hmm.
Steve Jobs actually came to Bill Gates and had a long talk about what, like, the future of his company was going to be and how they wanted it to be. And that's kind of what they kind of came to, is that, you know, we had to reevaluate our psyche. It doesn't have to be that for Microsoft to win, you know, Apple has to lose. Why can't it be that we both win doing
mm.
different things?
Yeah,
it sounds
totally.
Like they kind of have that mentality, you know?
Yeah,
totally.
So, like,
that's just, yeah, like, that's totally it, is that I don't think they're trying to pin, like, themselves against each other. Like, they're
yeah.
just, like, so happy that there's other people in the city that love coffee as much as they do.
And, you know, it's a nice way to be. And I think that, honestly, that's kind of the way that our faculty, the creative communications, kind of has become, like, because we're all so dynamic, we have different skills and things like that, that it's more of a... complementary kind of industry as opposed to competition all the time, you know. And as people start, you know, being more creative in the way that they're putting their businesses together, there can be options for all that, you know, like
mm-hmm.
different
I
places.
Think that speaks to Winnipeg too, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think it speaks to our culture that we're also willing to invest in each other despite the fact that they're more or less competing in real business sense.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, but my number two is Little Sister, I'd say.
Okay, so we got the...
So, I mean, I love Fools. It's great. And I love the fact that I have a really good friend that works there. But let me think. I'd say...
What clinches it for you? Why do you say it's number two as opposed to number three?
Because I've known it for longer. It's like a person. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? I like this person because I've been there for a long time.
Well, describe it to the listeners for us. Like,
Little Sister?
Family,
okay,
sister.
Well, I've gone on a few, like, first dates there, like, coffee dates, and it's
okay.
just being adorable. Like, I don't know why. Like, it's just like, oh, that's the place where you take your first date.
That's
it's
funny, because that's Tom Bargain for me.
Yeah. It's like, you have to show that your significant other that you're hipster enough, so you're like, go to this hipster coffee shop.
No, that's
me.
Exactly.
Like, where
it.
Is it? They're like, just follow me, okay? yeah, Little Sister's my number two because it's just the atmosphere. It's super tiny and small, and sometimes you can't even get somewhere to sit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like something you share with people. There's this big long bench that goes along the back wall. It's also has the most adorable, like, color scheme. Their color scheme is this, like, light seafoam green, and it's just beautiful. Vanessa is the little sister of Little Sister, and she's just so sweet, so personable. I've hung out with her, like not like just by on her own, but I've, like, seen her at farmers markets.
So is this the kind of
server.
Place that you go in and, like, Vanessa would be behind the counter and, like, a little
oh,
sister
yeah.
would be serving you
yeah.
your coffee?
Yeah, yeah. They have other people working there, of course,
yeah.
but she still will work there all
she's
the time and
above.
Make you coffee, and she knows my name. Like, she's made a point of learning my name and, like, ask
that's
me
awesome.
How I'm doing. Like, I'll see her walking down the street, and she'll be like, hey, Teddy, how's it going? And I'm like, hi, I'm your biggest fan. I actually want to be you when I grow up. No, she's great. It's a great atmosphere. So, yeah, Tom, Little Sister, and then I feel like it's a tie between Rose and Parlor.
Mm.
Okay.
Fools didn't even make my list. I don't know if that's
ooh.
Allowed. I don't know.
See, I never go to Parlor.
I'm never
in that area.
I always
so.
Go to Parlor because I like Parlor. I don't even know.
So,
like,
a tie between Bronuts and Parlor?
Yeah.
Three,
Bros
three
is because today, we talked about Bros last time, how I dated one of them.
Yeah.
And literally, like, today, it was really funny and awkward at the same time. I, like, was doing up my bike, and there was this guy beside me, and he was also doing up his bike, and whatever. Like, like locking it to the thing. And I like walk inside and Eve like fall, like he's in front of me, and I like see my ex-boyfriend's little sister, who I haven't seen in a really long time. And so I give her a hug, I make that random guy with his bike move out the way, I hug her, and then I find out like 5 seconds later that this random guy is actually his stepdad, who I just like completely ignored. And so then I gave him a hug and was like, I'm so sorry. And then his best friend also works there, and he was there, and then his sister's boyfriend was there, and so basically it was like everybody in my ex-boyfriend's family was there, and I was like, hey guys.
That's always lovely.
You know what, they're all just so genuine people, and it was really nice talking to them, so it wasn't a big deal, but it was just, it was honestly pretty freaking hilarious. Like, I was like, hey, he dumped
me. Well, you know.
But I love it there. I love it there, and I love the atmosphere. And my ex-boyfriend's, I should just call him Dylan. Like, that sounds like it sounds really bad. He's a great person. Brett and Dylan are the bros, and they're both just the sweetest, most hilarious people. And, like, I have so much fun every time I come in. I'm
so
just
these are the bros at Bronuts?
These are bros at Bronuts.
So what about Parler? What makes you say Parler is number three?
I used to go there a lot when I worked at Starbucks, which sounds ridiculous.
Something.
It does.
Says
like
something.
I worked there and I could get free coffee at Starbucks, but I would go, would drive in a couple hours early to work. Because I lived in Stonewall, so I drive a couple hours early into the city, and I just go for a coffee at Parler before I went to work at Starbucks, because I just preferred the atmosphere, and there's like abstract art on the walls, there's really interesting music all the time, it's in the downtown atmosphere, which I love. It's also like super small, and there's also like a lot of people that just kind of want, that are having like philosophical conversations that I like eavesdrop on. I'm like, oh. Thought about it that way. People watch. Remember, do we ever have to people watch for school?
Yeah, I remember
we
had an assignment in the first year where they actually made us take out a small noose or a notepad and we had to go and sit in like a mall or a bus.
I
literally
sat
in write down what people were saying.
I sat
that
in
Parler.
Oh,
uncomfortable
that's
assignment.
So fun.
I loved it.
I would be so into that.
You made it up.
I
made it up too sometimes.
I do that anyways.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like,
this is an interesting enough. I think this boy is now having, you know, a heart-to-heart with his grandfather.
Literally, I was like sitting and eavesdropping on a heart-to-heart between two guys, and it was like, I don't know if I should date her, man. And I was like, writing it all down. I'm like, oh yeah, man, she sounds like a good
Tell
girl.
Me more.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
cool.
That's
so,
the top 10. But then let's talk about Wilder for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we take off, let's give that one more time to everybody. So we had...
Okay.
So number one for me is Tom Bargan.
Check it out. TJ and Graham are the owners. They are the sweetest people. Graham is very good looking, and TJ is very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they are adorable, so go see them.
Yeah. Cool. Number two is Fools and Horses. Nice. Our friend Gavin works there.
And he's a gem.
Also very good looking and adorable.
Very good looking and adorable. He's a keeper.
And then number three is Little Sister.
Little Sister. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you had the same.
Yeah, mine
number
was
one.
Number one is Tom. Love
yeah.
it. So good. Number two is Little Sister. And number three is a tie between Parler and Bros.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a little bit of everything all over the map. Tom Bargan is obviously kind of in the Wolseley area, just on Sherbrooke is what it was?
Yeah, it's on Sherbrooke and
yeah.
In between Wolseley and Westminster.
Yeah, and we had Fools and Horses at...
It's on Broadway.
It's on Broadway, okay.
We don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
It's in front
honestly,
of the ledge,
I bike
of.
There all the time, and I know exactly where it is, so why would I look
yeah.
at the streets?
Yeah.
The sisters here in the Osborne Village. And
yeah,
then we
it's
have,
on a river in Osborne.
Yeah, and then we have Parler and Ronan's, which are both in exchange. So kind of all over the map, so any area of the city that you might be in this coming week or whatever, check out one of these local coffee shops.
Yeah.
Check out the coffee culture.
There's
that,
a lot of good ones. There's
and
one
all
in
boys
Gordon
all these women are talking about.
I
know.
I mean,
sounds
they
like
hire,
they're all over the place.
Literally,
so,
they are there.
Listeners.
If you're into hipsters, there's lots of them.
If you're into coffee and
also,
man buns, it sounds like this is the first
date. Oh my God.
Anyway, let's move
also,
on.
Also, wait, but I've been for like so long. Fools also has toast.
Oh, their toast is
their
so
toast
good.
Their toast is so good, and they serve Stella's bread.
No, they make their own bread.
What?
I asked about it.
Stella's bread.
No, I asked about it the other day. They make their own bread.
No
and their own
way.
Yogurt. And...
They make their own yogurt and bread.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, the, I forget what it's called. I had it the other day. It has Gouda on it, and
ooh.
It's very good.
And
so good. Is that Fools?
Yeah,
Fools.
Horses.
Okay.
Yeah,
really good.
Cool.
Well, right
so
on.
The toast.
Mm-hmm. Check out that toast. Yeah, we're going to talk a quick bit about the Royal Canoe concert that Inga went to.
Oh, wait, weren't we going to talk about Wilder?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh, I'm skipping Wilder.
Yeah, get back to Wilder.
Oh, my God.
So what is Wilder? I've never even heard of
this. Okay, Wilder Dry Goods.
Yep.
Is a leatherworking startup, I'd say, company.
Yeah, they were established in 2012. They make leather and canvas goods.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
so
of
wallets
like,
and stuff?
Yeah, wallets, belts, backpacks, bags.
Camera straps.
Yeah.
They make all sorts of stuff, and it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's super
I actually
cool.
just bought a backpack from them a few weeks ago, and
mm-hmm.
it's beautiful.
Is it online? Where can I get this stuff?
You can look at their shop online,
okay.
but your best bet would probably be to go down to Tom Bargain, and the shop is
they
in the back.
They have a retail part, yeah, in the back. So Tom Bargain's a coffee shop in the front, and then in the back they have just like a small little retail area for Wilder stuff, and then behind that is their workshop, so where everything is made.
And this is the Wilder who is in the back of Tom Bargain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's
yeah.
really neat. It's honestly really, really cool. You can grab your cup of coffee and just kind of like peruse their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also sell...
What else is that? The belts or anything? Or...
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah?
I have,
yeah.
I actually, I don't have necessarily a Wilder belt, but Josh Dukey, a local photographer, is very close friends with Brendan, who is one of the Wilder guys. There's two boys. I don't know the other
Brendan
one's
name. Brendan Friesen and Nathan... Is it Nathan? I'm not sure.
I don't even know. I don't know
he has
one.
A weird last name. Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Nathan Stingleberries. So they... They make it together.
Sorry, Nathan.
Sorry, Nathan. Sorry. What if his name isn't even Nathan? That's a thing.
Oh,
surprise. Yeah, they. Josh is very close with them, also does leatherworking, so I have some custom, like, very similar to Wilder stuff, Josh Dukey leatherworking stuff. It is such high quality
mm-hmm.
stuff. Gorgeous. Like, it starts as this very, like, almost tough, lightly colored leather, and the more. You wear it, the more it wears into your body and wears into the... That's my cat. She's back again. And it gets darker and darker, and the feel of it gets, like, more and more malleable, and just... It's just brilliant. It's like that breaking in process, like a good pair of raw denim jeans.
So can you watch them, like, making it in the back? You were saying there's a workshop as well.
There is a workshop.
Yeah.
There's a door that they close periodically, but most of the time when they're in the shop, the door will be open, so you can kind
of,
like, peer in, talk
chat
to
them.
Stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh, totally.
Cool.
Totally. And they work with a lot of canvas as well as leather. They also have, which I'm hoping to get within the next few weeks, like a keychain kind of thing that you attach to your... Your pants.
Those are pants.
My pants.
In case you didn't hear.
Teddy
Tony Montana.
Tony Montana. I'm going to attach it to your pants.
That's like a pants.
I don't know. I really hope that people listen to our podcast because we're hilarious. I don't think you have noticed right now.
Especially
but
when
we're...
we start making videos and they can see our ridiculous in front of the eyes.
How much
so.
Alcohol we drink. Okay.
Not that much.
No, honestly, not even much.
No, yeah, so check out Wilder. I actually wanted to go down and see if they wanted to... talk to me about making a custom camera strap or something. Something with maybe like my name on it.
The thing is though, with Wilders, they're great. It's great. It is pricey though. You need to be willing to spend the money on handmade
mm-hmm.
leather goods, right? So like a nice bag is about $250.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I paid for my backpack.
Right. You need to be prepared.
That's
you know?
A backpack though. I mean, you know, like if you're buying a leather good, then you know, leather can theoretically last for almost your whole lifetime
totally.
If you take care
mm-hmm.
of it.
Totally. Yeah,
I
have
stuff.
A leather strap as well that was made from a company on Etsy, and I've had it for years, and I'm not gonna replace it. It's perfect.
Cool.
I love it.
Well,
so Royal Canoe.
Yeah,
talk about that.
Let's talk about that because honestly, I am kind of a no on Royal Canoe, and I know they're kind of a local huge act.
Oh,
so put me
in
the no on these
oh,
guys.
Jeffy.
Tell me about them.
Jeffy.
Know?
Yeah, tell us about the concert a little bit.
Oh, that's right. You went to the concert.
I
didn't
did.
You?
It was at
U of
W.
It was at U of W. It was for Roll Call, which is their like beginning of the year, I guess like kind of like a Frosh Fest type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like orientation almost.
Yeah, so Thursday night, there was a show on the front lawn of the U of W.
Nice.
I don't even go to U of W, but I went.
Surprise.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was really good.
What kind of music do they play? Like is it can you describe it for us? Like,
we can play some. I'm
oh,
pulling
yeah.
it up.
Okay.
I'm going to play... Oh, wait. What do you want to play? I really like either Nightcrawlin' or Button to Fumba or whatever.
Button Fumba or, like, Bathtubs. That's probably...
Bathtubs?
What's
yeah.
their big song? Would you
Probably, I would say bathtubs. But
all right, let's do it. Yeah, the coolest thing about them is that, like, the lead singer has two microphones. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how he does it. Some sort of pedal and stuff, whatever. He has two mics, and he does all sorts of things with them. You can kind of tell in there where his voice kind of doubles, and he's using his microphones to both of them to do, like, crazy things with his voices.
Echo effects, almost.
Yeah, yeah, and he also does, like, makes it really low, too.
Yeah, yeah. In the song Nightcrawlin', he uses it, too, and it's... It's, like, kind of creepy, actually.
It is creepy. It's, like, haunting.
Oh, it's so good. It's my fave, I'd say, probably.
The music video is, like, it's weird. It's good. Stay out my shack. Can't you see I'm busy? I got a lot of time. Won't feel like my deep freeze. I fall on a wheel.
Yeah, isn't that sick?
That's pretty cool. It sounds a little bit like he's got like a chorus effect where he's like doubling his voice and then maybe he's modulating the lower one to like drop it like a few octaves.
That sounds exactly what he's doing. Yeah, this Mr. Music over here, you know it. You know what's happening.
It's a really cool track, and it sounds like they got a really diverse kind of repertoire. I mean, it's something I hear some drum machines in there, maybe acoustic guitar as well as like whatever's going on audio, like acoustic or audio, like vocal wise with the singers. Pretty unique. So these guys are a local band, you said?
They are, yeah.
They're from Winnipeg and Steinbeck.
Mm-hmm. From Steinbeck? Okay. Yeah. How long have they been around for?
Oh, a while, actually. Like, their album, Today We're Believers, came out 2 years ago.
And when? 2010.
Okay, so they've been doing this for a while, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a few EPs, and...
They were nominated for an Alternative Album of the Year at the Juno Awards.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Go team!
Yeah, so they're very good. Anybody's checking, looking for some kind of cool alternative groovy stuff?
Yeah, I think they're playing a show at the Handsome Daughter.
Really?
Really soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, their music is so groovy to dance to. If you're a dance,
it's
gal,
a lot of
like
fun.
Ted's McGee over here. Oh, and Inga also likes to get down. We like to groove. We
got
like
some dancing
to dance.
Queens up in the house.
Oh, please! You should have seen us. We were at a house party on Saturday, and we danced the night away.
Cool.
It was very fun.
Cool.
Royal Canoe are super awesome. I like had heard of them for a really long time, like kind of similar to you. You've heard the name, it's a local band, and then I actually went to one of their shows with Inga actually, and was just blown away with their creativity. Honestly.
Yeah, they're like seeing them live is quite an experience. Mm. They're great.
They're a good live band then.
Oh yeah, like they usually have like two drummers and like tons of like synths going on
and lights and shit. Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's really really great.
Yeah, the time that we saw them, what happened? Show. They were supposed to play in outside somewhere, and then
we got rained out. And then the next day, they played a show at Union Sound Hall.
Union,
which was great.
Which is also a cool location. We could talk about that at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, for the listeners, if you want to go see Royal Canoe sometime soon, they're playing October 11th at the Handsome Daughter, which is like right across the street from Tom Morgan, actually.
Yes, it is. That's also a super cool venue. Have you been there before?
No, I
haven't. Oh, it's a sick, sick venue. Like,
to it when it was another name, because all those bars seemed to
all
change.
They have
it
recently changed in the last couple of years.
Oh. I remember going there on a few...
It used to be called Hooligans.
Yeah, it used to be a place where you could do some things that you can't do in other bars, and then that changed.
Oh,
so that was a little
different. I mean, things have changed there since.
Yeah, but anyway, we don't want to talk about that. But that's really cool. So The Handsome Daughter on October 11th, Royal Canoe Show. So yeah, I might actually
pay?
Go down and check out that.
Yeah, tickets went on sale this afternoon, I think.
Oh, okay. Sick, honestly.
Where can you get them?
We should
you can get them on Ticketfly.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Can you get it at The Handsome Daughter or anything like that?
At the door, maybe?
Oh, you know what? I'm not
it
sure.
It might sell out, honestly. That's
I
not
would
a huge
it would
venue. It's not that big. It's big, but in comparison to how big Royal Canoe is in Winnipeg, it might sell out.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
Cool. Well, actually, the reason why I remember their name is because I failed that on one of our news quizzes. When,
really?
one of our teachers asked, what local band is at the Junos over the last little weekend? And of course, I hadn't watched the news because I was busy. And that was a big fail.
I don't remember that question
that
at all.
Well, you probably got it because you're
honestly, I didn't get any of the questions,
to...
though. I did not pass one news quiz
no?
last year. No, not
no.
one. I literally got one or zero on every single news quiz. So, but it's fine. Don't care.
Go Jets.
I have other skills.
Yeah.
Obviously, keeping in the know of local things is one of them.
Yeah. Just so everybody knows what we're talking about, in our communications course, we actually had to have quizzes on local current events every once in a while, whenever our teacher kind of wanted to pop one on us, just to make sure that we had good information, wealth of anything that was going on locally or kind of in the news. So a lot of times we'd end up failing on quite a few political stories or local events that we just didn't read in the newspaper because there's just so much news and so little time. So, but don't let that get beyond that. So,
oh yeah, we were gonna quickly talk about what we honestly just ate. That local.
Ooh.
What is it called?
It's called BMC Market. It's in South Osborne. It's like right next to the Park Theater, for those of you who know where that is.
Also, the Park Theater is a great venue if you have not gone to that. Such a good venue. Super cool. Anyways.
So, what was the name again?
BMC Market.
BMC Market. So what do we have?
So, authentic Mexican food. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Honestly.
Three tacos for $5.
And they're like really good tacos too, man. Like these are like handmade tortillas. Like
the handmade wheat or flour tortillas that you get in Mexico, not.
I think these are corn tortillas.
Yeah.
Are they corn? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, they're corn.
Not wheat.
They're, come on, Jeff. Pull yourself together, man.
I am not up on Hispanic culture.
Well, you need to actually go. But we brought Jeff some because he came after, but we went down there to grab some food before we go, and I think we're gonna make it a thing to like get some local food before we start the podcast.
That might be cool, like a little kind of
we can talk
spot.
About it.
We can have some
local
liaison fare.
Exactly.
I
mean, I wouldn't
opinion.
Recommend us eating it at the same time as recording because then there'd be the nastiest sounds. That'd be the worst.
It'd just
I would
be like
never.
Simpsons when they're all eating together at the table. Like...
I would never recommend anyone listen to our podcast.
No.
I'd be like, no, don't do it. It's disgusting.
I always wondered, how do food blogs get away with that? Do they just, sit there and eat and just, oh, God, this is the best?
Ooh, dream job right there.
Yeah. Just literally writing food and eating food. The dream.
Oh, goodness.
So this taco place, honestly, it's not just a taco place. It's a Mexican food place.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so legitimately, authentic. It's crazy. The people that work there, they know their shit. They know their tacos. They know their meat. And, the tacos are so cheap, and they're so delicious, and they got these cute little Mexican beverages everywhere, and the most horrible decor, but that's just the best part of it. It looks like it all came out of the sales section at IKEA.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, the 3 for $5, you get beef, chicken.
You can choose whatever you want.
Oh, you
I
can.
Bought, I got you, three different ones,
because
I thought,
okay.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I wonder what Jeff wants,
well,
I don't
what,
know.
What other kinds do they have there?
There's chorizo,
okay.
Right? And I don't even know. You've been there more than I have.
There's one, okay, there's the chorizo, there's one called pastor, and then there's the tinga.
Well, what was in those? Is that...
I don't... Okay.
There's one that is...
Because I had one with beef in it. It was really good. It was nice and spicy. Then there was
I think that's the chorizo
one.
That's the chorizo one.
Chorizo
that's kind
beef.
Of like a... Yes, that's like a Mexican sausage version one.
Yeah.
The tinga, I think, is the chicken.
Yeah, and then there's a pork one. And then there's another one that we didn't have, but it's...
it's a vegetarian option.
Yeah, so it's...
Oh,
mushrooms and
yeah.
green peppers and I think onions.
And there's one that I didn't get that has pineapple on it.
Yeah, I think that's the pork one.
It's a pork one with pineapples on it. Honestly,
pineapple.
I have never had such authentic Mexican food in Winnipeg ever.
Very good.
Ever. Cool. Speaking of food, I'm going to talk a bit about shawarma. Is that allowed? Can I talk about shawarma?
Yeah.
Local
shawarma places? This looks like it's going to be one of our food episodes.
We talked about food last time a lot, too. Maryam is always hungry, and that's why.
Well, it is 5 or whatever. We always have
what
it right after dinner.
And it's
so
6:20 after 6.
Sorry, I'm totally out of it.
Come
on. I got
on.
Here at 5, so. Yeah,
I keep telling you to get yourself, like, shit together, Jeff,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if you're taking it seriously.
I don't know.
So.
There's nothing else to fill.
Yeah.
Anyway, shawarma.
Shawarma. Shawarma Khan. I don't know if we talked about it last time. It's a local. Well, that's a lovely sound coming from outside. I don't know if you can hear it. We got this lovely thing at my apartment called, like, garbage truck, like, Hulk smash syndrome. That literally here, there's been no place
garbage
that I've ever
smash.
Heard such louder, like, such loud garbage trucks. Except for here, they just don't give a shit and they throw the garbage bins, like,
everywhere.
Like, that was a good time. Hey!
You're all renters, no one cares.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, okay, so I went to ShawarmaCon today, which is a local shawarma place in the Exchange. It's super good. It's run by, what's his name, Khan?
Abhi Khan?
From the Blue Bombers. Oh, yes, we did talk about this last time. It's
yep.
a super cool. It's a startup company.
Yeah,
he actually worked with young entrepreneurs, which is a startup building company that just helps out and gives loans to startups. And I did a tour of, like, kind of one of their buildings today.
Sure.
And, basically, this is the place where local startups begin.
Okay.
And it's, like, this huge space with all, like, 3D printers and, like, oh, it was insane. It blew my mind. Like, laser cutting things, like, metalworking, like, I have never seen so much in, like, industrial building stuff where you only have to pay, like, a small fee every month to use. So
it's like an entrepreneur center kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, basically.
Where they have all the equipment that if you
totally.
Want to have access to it?
Exactly. That's totally what it is. So, like, ShawarmaCon started not necessarily at that building, but kind of with the same company to get the loans and kind of build this company. I'll kind of segue into that. The tour that we went on today... I was, like, walking around the workshop, and I look and I see this, like, woodworking stuff that I had seen before somewhere, and I was like, oh my god, I love this. Inga and I, a couple months ago, went to the St. Norbert's Farmer's Market, which is a huge thing here in Winnipeg, like, it's St. Norbert, but same thing. It's, like, every Saturday, this huge farmer's market. It's awesome, super sick, and it's just, like, not necessarily woodworking, I kind of said that wrong, but it's, like, laser-cut wood to be in these, like, beautiful patterns and, like, these, like, cutting boards.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
We were talking about this. I remember seeing him, actually, at the farmer's market. He makes, like, topographical maps and, like, relief maps of, like, I saw one at Lake Winnipeg where it had, like, all the various levels of the lake to show, like, the very center
was
the deepest.
Exactly. Yes, totally. And I remember we, like, ogled at it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
it's so beautiful.
I wanted to buy it, but...
Yeah, they had no prices on things either, and that made me worried. I was like, wait, I don't have any money, but I want to buy all of this.
I was a starving
yeah.
student.
Yeah, literally, that's it.
So what was the name of this guy again?
It's called Silver Birch, the
Silver
company.
Birch?
Silver
okay.
Birch. The thing is that when you look that up on the internet, all sorts of things come up.
Yeah.
So I don't think he has a functional website. Excuse me.
But he is at the farmer's market.
But he is at the farmer's
Saint
market in St. Norbert's. And periodically at different markets around the city,
okay.
he will be there. And if I do, like, I'm pretty plugged into, like, Third and Bird markets and all whatever, I will let you know, let the listeners know, let everyone know that he's there. Like, and I talked to him today. I literally, like, I mentioned to our tour guide, I'm like, I love his work. Oh, my God. And then he like fetched him because he kind of ran away. He like went and got him back and was like, hey, you have some fans here. You need to talk to them. And I was like, hi. I literally fangirled so hard. I was like, I really like your work. And I ogled. I even thought about, as you were leaving the woodworking place, I thought about taking some of his like scraps out of
you
the garbage.
Drool a little bit more thinking about this?
Sorry?
Like you drool a little bit.
Like it's
about
beautiful. The stuff that he makes is just stunning. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. And he was saying that literally what he does is, like, three, like a laser cutting of wood. And so these machines are, like, a couple $1,000s. Like, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah.
So expensive. And literally all he has to do is pay $150 a month to use them.
Very cool.
And pay for his materials.
Hmm.
And that's,
and where
his,
is this
that's
building?
His full-time job. It's just right across from Red River. Like, it's literally, like... The,
oh, like,
like
by Adelaide or whatever there?
Yeah, exactly. It's
yeah.
on Adelaide. It's just one floor, two floors up.
Cool.
And it's this, It's brilliant. So there's a boy in our class, we may have talked about him, his name is Chris, and he runs a company called Home Snowboards, and they make snowboards, and he works out of that workshop as well.
Yeah.
They just pay $150 a month. If they don't want to work for the next month, they don't have to pay. And
yeah, I was actually talking about Chris, maybe once the snow flies, we can get him in here and get him to talk about his little company that's got going on there.
Mm-hmm.
He makes like kind of like premium like wood grain snowboards out of this little shop. Makes, you know, dozen and two dozen boards a year and stuff. But really interesting shapes, different kind of design functions and philosophies and things that they're incorporating, and really experimental stuff. So pretty cool. We'll see if we can get him to come on in and give us his opinion on what goes on down there. What was the name of the place again?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll come back with it because it was very brief. Like we went, we went through a lot of different places, so I wasn't 100% sure what
it
was.
Is it right off the Createry? Is that the same building there? Okay, well,
maybe.
I mean, if anybody wants to go check it out, it's the large building right across from Red River College on Adelaide.
There's tours every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So from like 5:30 to 6:30, there's tours. And they show you the whole thing. And literally the 3D printer, I think you would lose it. Like, I don't know if you've seen 3D printing stuff.
No.
Oh, Inga, it's so cool.
Okay, can we go?
Yeah, we can actually go. Because it's free tours. Like, why not? Like,
well, it's free, I mean.
Everything's better
sure.
when it's free.
3D printing guitar parts.
Literally, the stuff that they had was just super weird. Like, they use it for like functional things, of
mm-hmm.
course, but at the same time, they just had all these trinkets lying around. It was so cool. Like they had like Yoda, they had like a ball, like a little like mesh ball within another little mesh ball within a tiny little mesh ball. And it's just like, it just blew my mind. And then they also had this like man's face. It was literally a guy that works there, like that uses that space and does tours.
Just replaced his own face.
Made his face.
Can
and
I
was
do
even
that?
Like,
like
literally, that's what I said. Inga, I was like, wait, I would like to do that.
That
please.
Sounds
kind of
creepy.
Sign me up.
It is creepy because they're holding this like tiny little mini version of someone's head, and it's even painted perfectly. So like he had like a little splotch of red on his head, and it was there. Like everything
oh
was there. And so like I said
that
I wanted.
Amazing.
It's insane.
I know.
Like I don't.
We
get
should
it.
Decorate our apartment with like little like
versions of us.
Oh, yeah.
And like one of Bonnie too.
Like,
and these little tiny action figures of Inga and I just like lying around. Oh my god. The dream. Honestly,
yeah.
The dream.
That's so crazy.
When we moved in here, I thought that it would be hilarious to get like giant photos of us and put it all over the walls.
Mm-hmm.
We've yet to do it because we have no money. But we will probably, like, when you walk in, the first thing you see to be a giant picture of Inga and I looking so sassy.
Yeah. Just like hanging above like the
maybe the fireplace.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, you guys definitely have the traditional kind of college apartment style going on here with the faux fireplace in the middle, you know, and
the
I wish you guys could see how ugly
exactly.
our fireplace is,
yeah.
and, like,
hideous.
The
big
wall sconces.
The lights on all the walls with a little,
yeah.
like,
But
know,
I feel like in some
sconces.
Ways it's such an old apartment, and it's very classic Winnipeg.
Yeah.
It's, like,
oh,
something
yeah.
that's, like, shitty, but still brilliant for that way.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of ours actually stopped by the other day.
Characters, not shit.
Yes, that's true. Okay, I said that wrong. A friend of ours actually stopped by the other day, and he was walking like on the floor, obviously, like normal humans do, and he was saying how much it creaked and how much it reminded him of England. Like, he just spent a lot of time in England.
Oh,
he's
why?
Like, it's like England in here.
Cool.
I was like, well, that's really nice of you. Like, we have a cast iron like tub and a cast iron sink. Like, we have
well,
old school
that,
stuff.
But, you know, the character is nice to
it's,
have.
Yeah.
I would, you know what? We should figure out when this building was established, like, was built, because it's totally old school Winnipeg. Like, this
yeah.
thing is old.
Yeah.
Super, I feel like it
we'll
fits
stay away from
everything.
That, because remember what happened with Joanne today in class? We're not supposed to talk about town, where we live, and all that.
Oh, right. Never mind. Okay, we're stopping to talk about this. All right.
Anyway, back to local events.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you know. There are
I think Inga actually has to go.
Character build. Okay.
Our special guest has to leave. She has class. She goes to U of W. And
nope, I
she
go
goes to U of M. You go to U of M.
She goes to U of W for concerts.
Yeah, that's what
I go to
U
of
M
for school.
For learning.
So she has to go do some stats, and we're going to keep talking for a minute.
Oh, that sounds not fun
a
at all.
3-hour stats class. So
7
that's
to
where
10.
I'm headed.
7 p.m. to 10 o'clock.
Well,
p.m.
If you need any help, don't call me, because I don't want to do stats ever again.
Okay. Well,
but
we'll be
so
here.
For coming down and
yes.
give us the lowdown on the coffee culture and the Royal Canoe show that you went to and stuff.
Anytime.
And
all right, this was fun.
Be
oh.
Yes. All right, what are we going to talk about?
Bye.
Yeah, take care.
Hey, love you.
Love you, too.
Do you want to talk quickly about my blog, maybe? And then
for sure.
Cap off the show with that and your event guide?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you kind of... why we ended up doing this local event podcast is because Teddy last year had a similar blog that she was doing with local products and stuff like that. We thought it'd be really interesting to have her kind of bring some of her content and continue that in podcast form, where she talks about some of the local products and businesses and things that she's been using around the city and that you guys can go check out. So
yeah, totally. Honestly, like, my forte is caring about things in, like, perspective to where I'm living. So I know that was pretty convoluted, but basically I love local businesses. And so my blog is called Local Lifestyle Winnipeg, and I don't update it that much anymore because I'm kind of doing this instead. Kind of just talking instead of writing, which I'm a little bit better at, I'd say, probably.
That's okay. We're still going to be looking at nice new products.
Oh, totally.
Checking new stuff
totally.
Out, so.
So, yeah, some of the local businesses that I've connected with over my blog is been the biggest one has been Coal and Canary. So that's C-O-A-L and Canary, like the bird. Like, I can't even spell it.
Yeah, it's like the canary and the coal mine.
Exactly. There
yeah.
you go. It's a local candle brand. Basically, they have one of the coolest stories about getting started. They started making a few candles, like, in their, maybe their mom's kitchen or something. Like, it's two friends, and they're just Amanda and Tom. They're the sweetest people. And they started making candles just casually. Like, it was a lot of work, and they're like, oh, we won't make this anything bigger than it is. So they just want to make candles for their friends. Yeah, exactly, for like Christmas or something. Then they started making more because they had a bit of a demand, and they actually send out this pitch email to a company kind of out of Los Angeles, and turns out they were accepted into, or they were asked to be in part of the Grammys gift bags, as well as the Oscars.
Yeah.
So a Winnipeg company made it inside of the Oscar and Grammys gift bags, which is...
And that's huge, because then you got
enormous.
All the celebrities who are checking out your products, trying them
exactly.
out, and taking them with them. And
freaking
going
Jennifer
all around.
Aniston had her hands on something made in Winnipeg.
Not a way.
That's cool.
That is
and they
really
came
cool.
in little sets of three. That was their first line. They had, like, they're trying to come out with new candles, like, every month or so. And it's Amanda and Tom. And they also have another woman that works for them. I'm not sure who it is. And then they've also, I think, now hired an intern to do a lot of their social media stuff. But basically, I heard about them through our school, through PR.
Yeah.
We talked about how amazing it was, how they just literally sent an email and suddenly were on the Grammys and the Oscars. Like, incredible.
So what kind of candles are they? I mean, if they made the Grammy gift bags, they must be pretty high quality.
They're great. They're high quality, like, soy candles. With all natural, like, wicks and whatever, and the branding, I think, is the biggest part. Amanda does all the design because she
okay.
graduated from Red River from the design program.
Oh, very nice.
And basically, how I got in contact with them is that I made a little video for them one evening because one of their candles is called That Hot Barista, and I've been a barista for a few years.
You are that hot barista.
I try. I mean, I'm pretty derpy though. That's the deal. I would say probably Inga is the hottest barista in this household.
Okay.
But I'm anyways. So I love that candle, and I said, you know what, I'll buy it for my friend. And so I bought it for her. I made a little video for my blog, including my friend Rachel, who's a very hot barista. She made a latte for me and poured it, and I made a video with the whole thing, and I posted it on Instagram and Facebook. And Colin Canary's social media, like, got in contact with me, like, moments later. Was so jazzed about it. And then now they've hired me to do their video work, actually, just via Instagram. They took me out for dinner. They hired me. I made some promo videos for them. So if you go on their Instagram page or Facebook or whatever they may have, their website, all the videos that they have on there, I've made for them. And now they've gotten in contact with me in the last few weeks, and they have some more video work for me to do. So they're a super
very
awesome
cool.
company. They're such genuinely hilarious and sweet people. They employ all local people. Their photographer is Brittany Mahood, who is just such probably the best photographer in Winnipeg. She's incredible.
So where do they have a shop? Or are they carried by...
They do. They have a... Not necessarily I would call it a retail space, but kind of like their where
somebody
they
carries
their
line.
Yeah. So yeah. They have like lots of places all over the city. If you go on their website, they have places... Like there's one in Kenora, actually, which is brilliant. They have had a bunch of different cafes and stuff. So Cafe Postal, which is in St. Boniface... there's lots of places like little shops downtown. Even just like glasses stores carry their stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Sweet.
And they have a retail space, not necessarily retail, but like a little place in the Exchange where they make their candles. So yeah.
They have a website?
Yes, I believe it's just coalandcanary.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of explains the company and how they got started. So that's the biggest influence I've had, I guess, on my blog. I've had a few things. There's a company called Sweet Harriet, and they are not necessarily out of Winnipeg, but they're out of Vancouver, and I made a little video for them as well, and I got some free swag out of it. Yeah, my friend Rachel got me in contact with them. I made a video of her, you know, modeling the necklaces in this gorgeous, like, mansion on Wellington Crescent, and yeah, I got sent some free stuff with that. And yeah, if you want to check out my blog, it's teddyjengilmartin.blogspot.ca. That's teddyjengilmartin.blogspot.ca. That is a mouthful. I apologize. You can also just search Local Lifestyle Winnipeg and you will probably find it. And there's a lot of other resources on here about like blogs that are so good. So like Normandy Shop, Josh Dukey Photography, Tiny Feast, those are all local places to get you in contact with local products or local photographers, local artists. There's also Jordan Michalski Cinematography. He's a very talented local videographer. That's all on here. And there's also like ethically sourced items as well that I have.
I'm sure you got some of those local coffee shops that you...
Oh,
just
yeah.
Die for all the time.
There's my post, it's called Better Coffee at a Better Price.
Cool.
It's on here. That's my post about it. There's also Cakeology I talk about, Cornelia Bean, Pine Ridge Hollow,
cool. Well,
Square & Co.
We'll go a little farther into some of those, because I know our listeners would really like to hear about some of the local businesses, like something like Cakeology or something, if you haven't heard of it before. It's a local pastry and cake business and catering. I guess we can kind of touch on that right now, just because I'm kind of speaking about it.
Yeah, so Cakeology is also in the Exchange. We teamed to talk about a lot of things in the Exchange. They make custom cakes, cupcakes, cake pops. They know how to make sweets. They got it. They got the goodies.
Totally.
They got them good. It's a cute little retail space. It's not very big, but it's super inviting. The people are really great. Yeah, they're a super awesome company. If you're looking for a custom cake, it's cheaper than I'd say some other places in the city to get custom cakes. There's a place called Genere Cakes, which is also a local business that has exploded onto the scene.
Yeah, everybody's eating those
Genere
cakes.
It's insane. Like, oh, but
you know,
I mean,
I like Cakeology just because it has the Exchange aspect to it. Like when you go down there and literally be walking through at like 8 a.m. and they'll be making their little cupcakes and doing all their pastries and they'll have their big kind of glass.
You can smell it.
Glass
smell
doors
it.
Open and you can smell all the different kind of sugars that they're using, the icing sugars and stuff. So it's a really cool kind of, you know, just to go down there and stick your nose up against the glass.
Yeah.
Next to kind of, you know, the bodegas there they got. And
oh,
it's right
yeah.
next to Cinetech, right by around the cube.
The cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so,
great.
The
they're
Exchange
super good.
District Square.
I have never had a bad experience with them. They're fantastic. But speaking of Generate Cakes as well, they are they're on Academy. They're very close to the kind of Starbucks on Academy there. I'm not sure exactly what side street. They have like 90,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
They were recommended in a Martha Stewart magazine for an Instagram like account to follow. They
wow.
have gorgeous photos. I have never had their cakes before. I've tried their macaroons or macarons. I don't know how to say it. It's really fancy. You know what it is? When I went there, I said, can I have some macaroons? They're like, yeah, what kind of macarons would you like? I was like,
oh.
Ooh.
It's like poutine. It's actually put in.
Yeah, exactly. You've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have macaron. I'm going to say macaroons. I don't care what anybody says.
Totally.
Yeah, they have a small little place you can have coffee and stuff, but
they sell out incredibly fast. Again, like, very popular. I'd recommend checking it out when it opens, though, because it gets pretty bumping. Like, there's a line out the door on certain days.
What's about their Instagram account? I mean, it sounds like they got a really popular feed. That's Jenna, J-E-N-N-Y-R-A-E.
Nope.
No? You spell it.
J-E-N-N-A, Ray,
oh, okay.
Like, R-E-A.
Oh,
or
actually,
R-A-E?
I have no
R-A-E.
Idea.
No, R-E-A. I can't spell. Cakes.
It's been a long weekend.
It literally, it's only been Tuesday. It's only Tuesday.
Well,
it's only Tuesday.
It's been a long couple, beginning of
like
a couple
day. Days.
Yeah.
There's lots of shit going down.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, check out their Instagram. They take beautiful photos. It's pretty impressive that a Winnipeg company made it into Martha Stewart magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The power of social media is so amazing nowadays. You know, like how you can be just like a little shop in the middle of nowhere. I shouldn't say Winnipeg's middle of nowhere, but sometimes it feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can get picked up by a national publication and get your name all over the place.
Totally.
So. But I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
And
caps it off.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from any listeners that we've got so far. If you have any requests on any shows or anything that you'd like to hear from us,
yeah,
let us know. Or any kind of local events that you'd like to have hosted on our show.
Oh, please. We need it. We want it.
Yeah. But this is 204 411 for another week. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And have a good week. Ta-ta.
Bye now.